Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self Care in Real Life, a podcast where I am completely addicted to giving you the tools that you need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author, OG influencer, and DJ, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and follow us. If you've enjoyed the podcast so far, consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our bestie subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, and monthly guided meditations. So let's get right into today's episode, shall we? Okay, so listen, I am no stranger to anxiety. In fact, it's a very common thing for our human experience to be affected by anxiety. Like, it literally happens to everyone. All ages, all backgrounds, all walks of life. So whether it's a racing heart for you, or maybe it's a knot in your stomach, or it's that constant nagging feeling of uneasiness, anxiety can really cast a very heavy shadow over our lives. But there's a hopeful part, friend. We all have the power to navigate through this maze of anxiety. And if you arm yourself with knowledge, with tools and strategies, you can empower yourself and reclaim your inner peace. You do not have to face anxiety alone. We are in this together, friend. So in today's episode, you and I are going to dive deep into the world of anxiety, and we're going to explore the signs and the symptoms. We'll also uncover a few hidden triggers that set anxiety into fast motion, and I'm going to do my best to equip you with a stockpile of self-help techniques and coping strategies that will serve you on your journey to building what, friends? Better wellness experiences. So, what is anxiety exactly? By definition, anxiety is an emotion which is characterized by an unpleasant state of inner turmoil and includes feelings of dread over anticipated events. Anxiety is really, like, think of anxiety as like that unwanted guest who shows up uninvited and really does overstay their welcome. Like, I did not invite anxiety here, and now it's been here for 2 hours. What in the entire right? It's the feeling of unease. It's the feeling of worry. It's fear that literally consumes our minds and our bodies. But you know what? I'm gonna keep saying until you believe it, friend. You are not alone in this. Now that we know exactly what anxiety means, we have to understand that the only way we can effectively manage our anxiety is to know exactly how it feels. Knowing how your bodies will react, knowing how your mind experiences anxiety, will allow you to be better prepared when it arises. So let me share a few signs that anxiety might be paying you a visit. If you recognize any or all of these, just give me a quick head nod. So the first one that I notice on me all the time is that I worry. Like, I am a worry wart. Everything is a problem. I'm worried if this is going to happen. I'm worried if my husband's going to get home on time. I'm just, you know, is life going to happen? I'm just worried about everything. The worrying won't quit. That's how I know that anxiety is high level for me. Worrying is my number one. Maybe for you, it might be restlessness. Maybe you're the person who can't keep still. Now, I don't have this problem because I can sit down, honey. But maybe for you, sitting down and sitting still and being in your thoughts is a problem for you. Or maybe you're the person who cannot concentrate. Like, your focus, it's done gone on vacation. It don't live here no more. Or maybe you're the person, because this can be me too, I get irritable. Like, I'm like, everything is irritating me. The fuse is out, the fuse is short, and now I'm snapping over the smallest of things. Or, because this is also me, maybe you're the person who has sleep problems, tossing and turning all night. Them Z's are running from you. That's me. I am literally at 3 a.m. in the morning like, can somebody pass me a Z? Please. Thank you. You might also be the person who physically, like your body physically feels anxiety, right? Like you have the headaches, the stomach aches, your muscles are tight, you shortness of breath, all of that, panic attacks. You know, your anxiety might show up to you physically. You also could be the person who avoids things, like you're staring clear of every situation, whether it's conflict, good things, good compliments. Everything is like, nope, I can't handle that, can't do that, good or bad, right? You could also be the person who experiences social withdrawal. Like maybe your anxiety tells you, I can't go to that event tonight. I can't go to that event tomorrow. I don't want to be around people. I can't, right? And then there's also the people, maybe this is you, or maybe all 10 of these are you, right? But maybe you're the person who those unwanted thoughts, those bad thoughts, you keep repeating them. Like, I'm a bad person. I'm a bad friend. I should have done better. Why didn't I do it this way? Oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Like, maybe you're the person who has those intrusive thoughts. Whether you experience all 10 or one, know that you need to know what anxiety feels like in your body and your mind in order for you to effectively manage it. Okay, so now that we've identified exactly what anxiety is, we know exactly how it feels, let's talk about some coping strategies to tame this anxiety beast. Now, these techniques I like to think of as magic spells because I promise you it will instantly reclaim your calm. So the first thing I like to do is some deep breathing. It is such a simple yet profound act, but the art of inhaling and exhaling is wildly slept on, if you ask me. Deep breathing is a powerful technique that can just anchor you in the present moment. And my belief of anxiety really is just either being in the past or being in the future and not being solely in the present. When I am able to be present, my anxiety is at zero, I promise you. And so deep breathing will help you slow down all of those thoughts that are racing, the tension that's in your body. So let's try something here. Do me a favor. I don't care where you are right now. Stop what you're doing. And let's just take a deep breath in on the count of three. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose, fill it up with your lungs, and then exhale it out through your mouth. So on the count of three, we're going to breathe in and then let out. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. And then out through your mouth. Let's try it one more time. Deep breath in through your nose. And then out through your mouth. The crazy part is that it releases so much stress and anxiety and worry. I promise you, I sit here and I record this. I record this podcast in my house, in my bedroom, my little office area, whatever. But I get so anxious because I want to deliver the best content for you. And even in just that moment, I have recorded this little segment at least 10 times. But even for me, just now, being able to just deeply breathe in and out released so much stress and pressure and worry that I was just carrying right now in me. And so whenever you're out and about and you start to feel anxious, the butterflies are gaining in your stomach, just take a moment, pause, and just breathe. I don't know about you guys, but I am spending way too much money on takeout and going out to eat this summer. And since I'm trying to protect my wallet, I'm gonna get a head start on budgeting my meals. Get more bang for your bite with America's Best Value Meal Kit, Every Plate. Every plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping with no hidden fees, so you can count on great value week after week. Plus, only pay for what you need with pre-portioned ingredients. Their meals are 50% cheaper than your average fast casual meal, so I'm using the money I save for a summer vacation. With 26 tasty and affordable recipes to choose from each week, it's easy to find something for everybody. Plus, find delicious options all day long with up to 22 sides, snacks, desserts, and more. I've really enjoyed the meals I've had from every plate so far, and this week there's a roasted zucchini and bell pepper panini that has my name written all over it. I'm so excited to try it. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code TY149. That's everyplate.com/podcast and use the code TY149 to get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal. That's up to $110 value. Grounding techniques is another one of those things that can really be your lifeline when anxiety sends you, you know, like spiraling into a whirlwind of thoughts and emotions. If you are one of our self-care and real life besties, you have already heard me talk about this one. I did a whole episode on 7 grounding techniques. If you aren't one of our besties, consider subscribing. I promise you it is some top-tier exclusive audio content for you over there. Mindful meditation is another technique that I love. These meditations allow you to cultivate a state of focused awareness, bringing your attention right back to the present moment without judgment. I love guided meditations for that reason, because I feel like whenever I'm meditating, my mind just drifts. It's normal. I'm not a pro at meditating. But when I have a guided meditation, the words of the, are we called meditators? The words that, the instructions that I get kind of, again, bring me back to the present moment, allowing me to fully engage in meditating. So if you're having trouble meditating, try a mindfulness meditation. Of course, I have one for you because I love you. If you double back after you listen to this one, double back and find my mindful meditations. Let me know how you like them. Another thing that you can do, and people really negate this one because we really do think that physical exercise is just for losing pounds or losing weight, and that's not just it. I got one word for you: endorphins. Endorphins are like those magical, happy chemicals in our brains that promote feelings of like well-being and happiness. So whether you want to go on a brisk walk, or, you know, you want to take a dance class that's going to get your heart pumping, or, you know, them crazy sweaty yoga classes, find an exercise that brings you joy and helps you release any built up tension. Not only does exercise, again, keep away the pounds, but it also serves as a powerful tool to calm your mind and really reduce anxiety. I feel like when I'm exercising, it's the only thing I'm thinking about, right? Like, I'm not thinking about what's for dinner, or did I remember to pay this bill, or what am I going to play at this set that I'm going to do? Like, I'm literally thinking, okay, so I got 3 sets of 6 and something, you know, like I'm really literally in the moment and I'm thinking about the task at hand. So it really does kind of teach you that discipline to train your mind to really just be present. Another technique that is really good for combating anxiety is journaling. Now, some of y'all really complicate the art of journaling. It really is just letting your thoughts, you know, just flow onto the pages of your favorite journal. That's all it is. But journaling is literally, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, it is literally the safest place for you to express your emotions, your fears, and your worries without judgment. Like, no one's going to judge your book, 'cause no one's reading it, hopefully. But to get good at it, you got to keep doing it. And I suggest that you set aside a time each day to just pour out your thoughts onto the paper. Or if you don't want to, I know some people say, I don't want to journal because I hate my penmanship. Okay, fine. Get the notes app and start typing, you know, but you got to set aside some time to actually make time for your thoughts. I have an episode. Hold on. Episode 48. Episode 48 is where I kind of just teach you how to develop your own writing style and to help you get started and to help you stick with it. Because a lot of times we buy these journals and we buy these cute ones and then we write 5 pages and then we put it on the side of our nightstand and then we don't ever pick it up again. Episode 48 is going to help you with some tips so that you can get good at it and stick to it. Now, I know that we have all kinds of self-care rituals, and I hope you have plenty in your toolbox. So I'm just here to remind you to pull them out. Oftentimes, we write down, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to go get my nails done, I'm going to go get my hair done, I'm going to take some minute to breathe, I'm like all that stuff, right? We have them all set and ready to go, but we don't press play on none of them. So here's my reminder to you to press play on all of your self-care rituals. Let me know if you need actual examples on how to pamper yourself with, you know, activities that are going to nourish not only your body, but also your soul. When you do create these self-care rituals, prioritize them. They need to be at the top of your list. This is what you will need to replenish your energy after life, get done lifing with you, okay? I feel like when we're children, when we're kids, our imagination just runs wild. And then somewhere along the way, some adult says, stop daydreaming, get to work, you know? Like, but I want you to find those spaces again. I want you to create sort of like a mental oasis where anxiety is not allowed and it cannot penetrate. I want you to close your eyes and just let your imagination transport you to wherever you need to be. Again, your anxiety is never invited. Remind yourself that visualization is such a powerful technique that can use your mind's eye to create vivid mental images that not only evoke feelings of calm, but also serenity. And these are what we call those mental safe spaces. So allow visualization, okay, to bring you a sense of peace and a sense of comfort. I need water. That's what I need. She needs some milk. Another really good way to cope with your anxiety is to use positive affirmations. There is a reason why we love Tabitha Brown. She has unlocked the power of positivity. And if we're honest, she's onto something. Positive affirmations are like little gentle whispers of encouragement that really do boost your self-belief, and they counteract negative self-talk. Remember to choose affirmations that resonate with you and then just repeat them to yourself. You can do it silently or aloud. I promise you, we won't judge you. But you have got to shift your internal dialogue. This will allow you to cultivate a mindset of true self-compassion. To know me is to know that I'm a light a candle. If life is getting me, if Mercury's microbraze is too tight, she done had them in for 7 months, I am going to light a candle. Aromatherapy is another coping technique that allows you just to tap into the therapeutic properties that essential oils can evoke for relaxation and balance. My favorites are lavender, chamomile, bergamot. These are just a few examples of essential oils that are known for their calming effects. You can diffuse them. You can add them to your bath. You can create your own personal scent. I saw somebody recently who had like a candle making class with her friends, and I thought that was the most amazing idea. But these aromas, they allow you to just calm your mind and just immediately ease anxiety. So light that candle, friend. Think about someone who has changed your life for the better. How incredible would it be if your company could find more of those life-changing people right when you needed them? If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Finding great talent doesn't have to be a second job. You can reclaim your time and find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed's Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. What I love most about Indeed is its Instant Match feature. As soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job descriptions, and you can invite them to apply right away. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you can't afford to overspend on hiring. Visit Indeed.com/selfcare IRL to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/selfcare IRL. Indeed.com/selfcare IRL. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You're going to also want to limit your stimulants. There is this dance between energy and calmness that is so delicate. So stimulants like coffee or nicotine, but you're not smoking cigarettes no more, friend. I know you're not. But things like coffee and sugar can really rev up your nervous system and intensify feelings of anxiety. So take note of how these affect your mind and your body and try either reducing them or if you can, because I love a piece of candy, if you can just eliminate them from your daily routine or you can just opt for soothing things like herbal teas, decaf alternatives. Green tea is another one that people love. Again, I'm bound by sugar, so we're working on this together. But find a balance that works for you and then allow your body to find its natural rhythm. And this will reduce anxiety's impact on you. Time management is also another thing that will allow you to cope with anxiety. It is literally the art of finding the balance of the ebbs and flows of life. Please do not let your schedule stress you out, friend. Time management is a crucial skill that can alleviate overwhelm and reduce anxiety. So take a step back and assess your commitments and priorities. Break down tasks into smaller, you know, manageable chunks so that you can create a realistic schedule that allows you to rest, have leisure, and of course, get in some self-care. Remember, it's not about doing it all. It's not. It's about doing what truly matters and honoring your own well-being and the process of it all. Setting boundaries is also, again, another way to cope with your anxiety. I have got a whole episode on setting boundaries because I know how very unclear we can get with them. So after you finish this episode, head to episode 11 and we can talk about it over there. It's okay to seek support. Do not underestimate the power of reaching out to your friends, your family, support groups, because when anxiety takes hold, baby, it is completely normal and okay to share your thoughts and your feelings with those who understand or overstand and those who care. So seek support from people who can offer just a listening ear or maybe even a hug or some wise guidance. Remember, above all, you do not have to face this alone. I cannot say it enough. So back in my 30s, I was broke and poor. That's the same thing. But I was broke and poor and my credit was bad and I was a little bit lonely. I didn't really know how to make friends and I had like a couple of them, but not that many. So again, I was lonely and I would have panic attacks a lot. Like I would get into these moments where my brain would just be on 1,000 and would not stop moving. And then it would just catapult me into, again, a panic attack. So in addition to those coping strategies that we just talked about, I want you to learn the 3-3-3 rule of anxiety. It's a very handy trick that I need you to have in your toolbox. It literally soothes any moment of anxiety, especially if anxiety is in like full force. It will soothe it almost immediately because your mind is totally distracted. So the rule is really simple. You're going to want to look around and identify 3 things you can see, 3 things you can hear, and 3 things that you can do. It's all about engaging your senses to ground you in that moment to the present. So for example, you might see a car, like maybe you see a red car. And it's caught your eye, like the shape of it is good. Or maybe it's your dream car, right? Okay, let's say you see your dream car, your red Corvette, your dream red Corvette, right? Maybe you hear people walking across the street. You can hear people chatter. You can hear them walking across the crosswalk, right? After you identify what you see, what you hear, start counting backwards from 50. These three simple actions immediately help redirect your focus. And immediately, when I say immediately, I mean immediately. It works every time. I don't know what scientists created this, what therapists said to do this, but it immediately brings you back to a sense of calm amidst any mental storm that you're going through. Now that we know exactly what anxiety is, we know what it feels like, and we have a few strategies, let's dive really quickly into understanding what actually triggers our anxiety. So a lot of times, anxiety triggers catch us off guard. Now, I won't even say a lot of times. I feel like all the times, anxiety triggers can catch us completely off guard. They can be both internal or external or both. But one thing is for sure, they are unique to each person. Identifying your triggers is like discovering the secret passageways, you know, to your heart and to your mind. So internal triggers might be, you know, those self-critical thoughts, you know, replaying back conversations that didn't go so well, or rereading that email that you sent that the person hasn't responded to. It's also perfectionism. You know, it's me recording this podcast over and over and over and over again because I want to be perfect. It's past traumatic experiences. External triggers can be things like you walked into a crowded place and you're about to spaz out. You know, you have a public speaking gig and 100 people are staring at you on the podium and you are about to spaz out. You know, it's any stressful situation. But if you can become more aware of these triggers, you can start designing personal coping strategies for yourself that work best for you. Self-reflection and awareness are very important for you, and they will be like your lanterns guiding you through the exploration of triggers and self-discovery. Now, while I consider all of these self-help methods to be, you know, top tier, wildly incredible tools for you, there may come a time when seeking professional help becomes very necessary for us. So it would be irresponsible of me not to mention that in addition to learning how to carry the weight of your wellness journey, you can also at any time call upon the wisdom and the guidance of a seasoned wizard or enchantress who specializes in mental well-being, aka a therapist. They can offer tailored approaches such as cognitive behavioral therapy or even medication management if you need it to help overcome anxiety's grip. There is no shame, absolutely none. I have a therapist, have had many of my lifetime, am now searching for a couples therapist because marriage is needed as well. There is no shame in seeking professional help to get through life because it'd be hard, okay? Now, I know I have given you a lot of information, so if you've made it this far, go ahead and pat yourself on the back, friend, okay? It was a lot of information. If you did not take notes, go and replay this again because it is worthy of it. And before I let you go, let me remind you again that you are not alone in this battle. With the knowledge and the tools that we've uncovered today, you can empower yourself to face anxiety head on. Right now, remember to breathe, affirm your strength, embrace the journey towards inner peace. You have the power to overcome anything. Thank you for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for leaning into these really hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are faithfully listening and supporting our podcast each and every week. If you have enjoyed and loved this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or just wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our Bestie subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, monthly guided meditations, early access, and more. And don't forget to share this episode on social via IG stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversation going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at SelfCareIRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, toodles.